Welcome to BPEC Podcast, where we will be discussing in our upskill and reskill episodes, where our topic going to be how to crack a job into the field of data science, like we can say 2023. Like there is a lot of interview happening on this topic, like people do a lot of interviews and a lot of people are writing a blogs on how to get placed into data science, how to crack it at a higher pay scale and all that. So the major idea behind this podcast is I just want to help you to break all this confusions or whatever it is the learners are facing. I just want to break them down and I just want to make the transition more simplified. So how a person need to get a job in data science in 2023? The very first stage, I can say only know about the job requirement. The very simple line, I can say know the job requirement. What companies are expecting from you, try to know that. So let us just try to understand a few things. Now let me take a small scenario, like a small storytelling. Now you've done a training. Let's say you invested 3 lakh rupee, or you invested 4 lakh rupee, or you've done a master's, or you whatever it is, you've done a course. So end goal is, once you've done a course, what exactly you do? You try to update your profile in LinkedIn, or you try to update your profile into any of the job portals. So whenever you update your profile into LinkedIn or into the job portals, people or the hiring people going to look at your resume. Means like you need to get noticed to the hiring managers, or you need to get noticed to the HRs. So how can that happen? For example, like in order to do that, what people do, they try to apply for the jobs, they try to give a call to the hiring manager, or they try to send through a referrals or whatever it is. They try to do all this kind of options. Or even people who do some PG programs or so, they're going to be internal hiring. So basis of that, your resume going to be shared to that company or to that particular hiring HR or so, like you will be getting an interview got scheduled. Now, once your interview got scheduled, or before even your interview, the very first element is like you shared something to a HR. On what basis he will be hiring? Let's try to understand from a HR point of view. So whenever you have an HR, like a HR will be getting a requirement from a data scientist or from a manager, whoever it is, he get a requirement. Hey man, see, I have a job requirement on this profile with this years of experience, with this roles and responsibilities, with this skill set. So even though you shared your profile, the requirement, whatever the HR received, and your resume need to seem similar, or it need to meet their requirement. If both the things are not meeting the requirement, people don't actually consider your profile. So the very first element is like, are whatever you are learning, is it meeting to the requirement of the HR or to the particular company is very important. So whatever the skill set you learned it. So we all do a debate. Hey man, try, I want to learn Python, I want to learn R programming. So before you choose between Python and R programming, the major debate is, if you are applying to some X company, they may need Python. When you are applying for Z company, they may need for R programming. So that debate doesn't make any sense. So it's more about the company you are applying. So you got Python skills, you can apply to the companies who are looking for Python. So if you got a skill on R programming, you can apply for the companies where they are looking for only R programming related skill set. In case if you got both Python and R, you can apply for both the companies. Means you can target a Python company as well as you can target an R programming using company. So now the very important first checklist is, whatever the skill set you are learning, is it matching with respect to the particular job requirement or not, is very important. So people come near me and say, Kant, I'm unable to get my resume is not getting shortlisted, or I'm not getting interview calls. So the clear cut rule is, if you are not getting the calls, means you are, whatever you developed, either it can be a Naukri profile, or it can be your Monster profile, or it can be a Dice portal, or it can be a Hirus, whatever you are just uploading your resume, so, and even your resume, your LinkedIn, so these things are not matching to the requirement of what companies are expecting from you. That is the first thing. And the second one, for example, like in case if your resume is very good, you got a very good real-time projects, your roles and responsibilities are good and all that, so whatever means, like basically in LinkedIn or Naukri, all these are search engine platforms. So like you are placing your resume, someone are searching over there, your resume need to be popular. Means the keywords you used over there, so it is not helping your resume to be populated. So you need to change these things.
or while a HR is trying to pick a right candidate, he's trying to set few filters. Means like, I want a recently updated profile with this experience, with this salary range. So in that particular criteria, your profile is not exactly getting populated. So you need to see all these conditions. So if you are not getting an interview call, the very simple reason here is it's not about the skill set. It is not about from where you learned it. So getting interview calls, there is nothing to do with from which institute you learned it. So that is very simple line. So like in order to get interview calls, it's completely with respect to your what you placed in the resume, what experience you placed it, what salary you placed it, what job title you placed it, and what skill set you placed it. So that is very important. The reason why there is nothing to do with an institute is, so like who is basically hiring a data scientist is, it's not a data scientist is hiring it. So he give a requirement to a HR. So HR is posting the ad. So once your resume got shortlisted, so getting shortlisting your resume is completely about a skill set on resume and a skill set on the job portals. If you have the skill set on these two things, yes, your resume going to be shortlisted. And the second one, so what creates an impact means like choosing an institute, or like I see like a lot of interviews, like what makes a difference is like there is the interviews. So whenever you go to an interview, people going to ask you, hey man, what I need to prepare. So whenever you are listening to any person, they say how they prepared and all that. But basically, what type of questions they ask in interviews is, now your interview questions are directly proportional to what you placed in the resume. So it's all about, like a resume is about a brochure. So you are trying to say, hey, I know this kind of skill set, or I'm best at this, or I'm amazing at this, I'm a wonderful person at this. Whatever you placed it, so whatever the points you placed in the resume, you need to be in a position to explain them with the confidence. If you are unable to explain them with respect to the conference, then it's a clear cut rule that you haven't worked on. So the very simple strategy behind, again, hiring a candidate, again, let's go and think behind a guy who is hiring a data scientist. Now selecting a resume is done basically by a HR, and doing an interview is done by a data scientist or a manager or a stakeholder. Now, what is the responsibility on their head is, now there are a lot of people who are doing data science in the market. Out of all these people, how I need to identify the genuine person, or how I need to identify the right candidate? Means like, how can I believe? How can I believe and how can I give my company data to him? Or how can I believe and how can I give him an offer letter? So what makes him to be trustworthy? These are the questions even the data scientists are having in their brain. So there is one term, we call it as cost of wrong hiring. Whenever you hire a wrong candidate, it creates a lot of issues in the company. One, for example, the company going to have the projects which are executing. So like they are hiring a data scientist for their current project. So due to this position, they're going to be a delay in the project. Or the second thing, so they're going to invest a lot of money and a lot of time on top of it in order to hire the candidate in interviewing and all that. It's purely a waste of time, or it's a waste of money and a waste of resources. That's the reason whenever they are hiring a person, they always be very precise in hiring it. They don't just randomly say, come on, you are a data scientist, you've done great projects, come on, you got selected. So before you place anything in the resume, be very clear. The reason why I'm saying this point is, whatever you place it, for sure you are able to get shortlisted. Once you shortlisted, what you placed in the resume, the same thing going to be asked in your interviews by a data scientist. You placed, I'm very good at data science, I worked on a project for a particular, manufacturing company. They ask you, what is that manufacturing company, what type of value you added, what type of project you worked on, why you have undertaken that project, why that client gave you that project, all these questions they ask you. If you say, I know machine learning algorithms like linear logistics, so what is linear, what is logistic? So why you used it, when you gonna use it, how you identified that is not a right algorithm or that is a right algorithm, how you can see that, so how you can improvise a model accuracy. So they ask you the reasons behind every task you worked on. So majority of the time, people feel data science role is more of like a programming role. I don't say it's a role of a programmer than saying a programmer. Programming is a field you will be dealing with. So it's not purely a mathematical role. Mathematics is also a field you will be dealing with. So, but you are not a mathematician. You are dealing with the business growth. So whatever the projects you do in the company, they are primarily designed for the growth of business. You need to create some sort of financial impact on top of it. Now, whenever you are trying to get into any type of data science roles, one of the very important element so you need to handle here is, I can suggest you are a combination of all the three. You are a data scientist, so it's a combination of programmer. You are a mathematician, you are a business person. So you are using the combinations of programming and mathematics in order to create a business value. So now the hiring is dependent. The amount of salary they are paying you is purely dependent on amount of value you can add to the company. So you can do only programming. I can hire even a ChatGPT to do the programming. So you know mathematics, but you don't know how to use it or how to implement it in a real-time environment. There is no use again. So like you know about business, but you can't grow a business. Again, there is no use with you. So I want a guy who can use programming, who can use math in order to grow a business. That is a person I'm seriously looking for. That is a guy like companies are looking for. So like the candidate need to be flexible enough. The reason is like companies run towards problems and solving them. So like whatever the skills you learn in a course, I see a lot of this. Like in order to learn Python, they take a lot of months of time. I'm not saying that is wrong. But you miss that one important element is you need to be flexible. So we learn Python, we move into R programming, we jump into Java. It's like it depends. So the flexibility is one of the very important element. So you're done with your in one company, you handle one type of tools. When you get into another company, you handle another type of tools. So a lot of people don't have the flexibility. So like another element is you need to be flexible enough. You need to be confident enough to solve any sort of problems whenever they gave it. So that what you need to master from day one. If there are any people who are learning Python, you need to invest a lot of time in practicing and in implementing. That is very, very important. The more you implement, the more you practice, the better you are able to be turned towards what is that, data scientist. So you need to be a quick learner. So if someone is giving a task, you need to be in a position to learn it and to implement it. So if you are struggling and if you are like a weak at programming and if you expect 11 LPA salary, it doesn't make sense. So like when you are targeting a higher salaries, the burden going to be more on your shoulders. So the more you can add a value, always I say only one point, it's about value. It's not about how many tools you know. The reason why I don't care about the tools is based on the problem, you need to be flexible enough to learn that tools and to solve it. So that's how your learning curve need to be there as well. So majority of the learners are lacking flexibility. So they do a course for 2 years. Whenever you are spending 2 years of time, a company don't spend 2 years just to learn those skill set, practically speaking. So you need to learn the things in a quick way. You need to, they want something customized in a real time. So if you spend 2 years only for learning, so when you're going to implement it, when you're going to show the projects and when you are able to get into the industry, think on it. So before you are getting into the market, majority of the things going to be completely changed in the industry as well. So what I personally suggest is whenever you are targeting any company, so first see, for example, if you are targeting a company at a role of 2 years, instead of going through the interviews or all this going to give you a motivation, a direction. But what I suggest you is try to see what they are posting in the job portals. See, for a data science role, what skill set they are looking for, what roles and responsibilities they provided, what job description they provided. So list down those points and based on that, see whether you are able to learn those skills or not. If someone is expecting, if the company is expecting from you, can you seriously do them or you are unable to do them? Try to just note down those points. If you are able to do them, well and good. In case if you are unable to do them, so prepare your thing until you are able to make it. You are applying for a job where there is a 4 years experience. Try to learn the skill set, whichever is missing in you, try to learn them, try to build that knowledge. So be flexible, try to work on the projects. So whatever you learned it, whatever the roles you have at company, don't accept it in case if there are no real-time implementations. Every time having a real-time implementation is a must. If you don't have a real-time implementation, again, companies practically don't care about your profile. So until and unless you are a great programmer, you are able to do a lot of technical stuff and all that, people going to pick that, but at a lower salary again. So what I personally suggest, if your goal is to get more salary, be good with the theory, be good with the experience, be good with the programming, be flexible, be confident. So that gives, means like when someone is speaking with you, they need to feel, yes, this is the right guy or he is the right person I'm looking for. So if whenever they are speaking with you, if they feel like, hey, this guy is not a right guy, they may not pick you up. So how are they going to understand whether you are a right guy or not? So whatever the questions they have, it, whatever the things they raised with you, if you are able to give them the best, you are the right guy for sure. So you need to prepare at that level. It's not just like for preparing data science, it's not just like, hey, come on, go and prepare this and prepare, learn a moderate. But it's not like a shop where you can do bargain for data science. So it's more like you need to give the best. Means you are working towards growing the business. It's not towards, you are not a programmer. Keep that point. You use programming. You are not a mathematician, but you use mathematics. So to grow the business, so you are doing an automation or you are doing some predictive modeling, or you are doing some descriptive analytics in order to create a financial growth. So your brain need to think more towards how you can grow the business with the data available on your horn and on your hand. That is pretty much important. So keep these points in the brain whenever you are planning to get into data science. So these are the few tips which I personally suggest. So only few tips. First one, so your role is purely dependent on what roles and responsibilities you have. Check that. So based on that, create your own curriculum if you need it. So in case if you want to learn it through a free syllabus or learn it through a course or learn it through a PG program, whatever it is. And once it is done, try to have a practical implementation. Have some good real-time projects in your profile to place it. Once you place the real-time projects, make sure that you are getting the calls. Once you are getting the calls, so give your best in your interviews. So try to be strategic. Try to be showcase your analytical ability, flexible ability, and confidence. So and try to build the trust as much as possible. Try to stay relevant to the company you are going with. If you go to a healthcare, try to stay relevant to the healthcare. If you are going to a banking, try to stay relevant to the banking. Manufacturing, stay relevant. So try to be relevant and try to learn from your mistakes. So these are the points which you need to keep in your brain. So and important here is like I want to highlight projects. So that is very, very important. So why I even personally faced a lack of projects going to create an impact in your career. So have a good projects that going to help you to get into data science. So keep this point in the brain. I hope this podcast going to help you. And in case if you needed any sort of consulting also, please DM me over my Instagram or you can reach out to my WhatsApp number. It is available or you can register in the website www.bepc.in. So I'm happy to help you out. So related to your career transition challenges on data analytics or data science. So one more thing. So the more salary is dependent upon your current CTC. So if there are any experienced people, you no need to resign from your job. Keep that point in the brain. So experienced people no need to resign from your job. Without resigning, you are able to make a career transition 100%. So if there are any working professionals, you no need to resign. Without resigning, you can make a transition. Thank you so much. So see you on our next episode. Bye-bye.